Hello, welcome to Coast AM. I am Lisa Gar, and it's such a pleasure to be here this evening. Thank you so much for joining me. My guest tonight is Dr. Norm Shealy. He's a neurosurgeon whose ideas have been at the foundation of pain management therapies for a long time. Norm holds 9 patents. He is well known for creating the original TENS unit, transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation unit for pain control, among many, many other things. We're going to talk about all of his latest developments tonight. He's always been at the forefront of energy medicine and holistic medicine and many different types of techniques for pain and for stress relief. We will be back in just a few minutes with my guest, Dr. Norm Shealy. I'm Lisa Gar. You're listening to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. My guest is Dr. Norm Shealy. He says the most common symptom in the world is pain, yet nobody specializes in it. So at an early phase of his medical life in the 80s, he decided to look into pain, find what causes it, what he can do about it, and how it affects us as human beings, thus his creation of the TENS unit. Now, many years later, he has perfected such techniques as rejuvenating telomeres and finding a way to actually reduce stress in the body, which is the leading cause of illness and disease. So many incredible things he has been at the forefront of, and such a gem of a human being. Welcome, Norm. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm delighted to be with you.
Me too. And it was great seeing you last weekend at the New Living Expo. It was really fun to run into you after a long time. Long
It
time.
has.
So you have been up to some incredible things. We're going to start backwards a little bit here with your history, a little bit of your history, and then go into some of the cutting-edge technologies that you have now. I don't even vibrational and vibrational nutrition, essentially, which is so cool, biogenics and all sorts of great things. But let's talk about your original creation. You started off as a neurosurgeon. And at what point did you move into the field of pain management?
Well, indeed, it was my first major two discoveries, spinal cord stimulation and transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, that led me there because all of a sudden I was being sent 400 patients a year for the surgical procedure of, like, the pacemaker, if you will, of the spinal cord. But they were so damaged. My average patient had 5 to 7 unsuccessful back operations.
Ooh.
Now,
yeah.
I didn't know whether they or the surgeons were crazier. You know,
yeah.
The first surgery doesn't work. The second one is slightly less likely to work than the second and third marriage.
It's pretty low rating. Yes.
And so in 1971, I decided, I don't know what to do with these people, but I can't just send them home. And that's when I started the first really physician-run pain clinic. And we started off with behavioral modification. That is, they were in the hospital for 1 month, and they were gotten out of bed at 7 o'clock in the morning. They weren't allowed to go back to bed until 9 o'clock at night. And I just kept them physically busy with things that they could do. And interestingly, just doing that and our very earliest electrical stimulation, we had a 75% success rate in my first 400 patients.
So you essentially just empowered them.
Yes.
Wow. That's it? I mean, just having them have little wins all day long.
Well, you know, we did bring down the pain. We did massage. We put them in a hot tub with you know, vibrating water and all that kind of stuff. We had the nurses rub the area of pain vigorously with ice and heat. They were put into a swimming pool to begin exercising, and it kept them busy. And then all of a sudden, in 1972, 1 year later, I learned about something called autogenic training and biofeedback. Autogenic training has been around since 1912. When I discovered it, there were 2,600 scientific references.
Wow. Wow.
Today, there are 22,000 scientific references on just using that simple technique of talking to the mind and the body, My arms and legs are heavy and warm. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My breathing is free and easy, etc. That puts people into low gear, so to speak. It relaxes the autonomic nervous system. It reduces adrenaline production, and it lets people detach from concern.
That's a wonderful thing to do when somebody has just gone through surgery and they're stuck with the option of opioids and or that, to really have autogenic, what did you call it?
Autogenic training.
Autogenic training. And it works as well as painkillers?
Oh, it is absolutely excellent.
Huh.
Now, it only works in 80% of people.
Well, that's pretty high. I mean,
I don't know a drug that's 80% effective.
That's very high. Plus, it has no side effects.
Right. None.
Yeah.
I literally have used it in, well, specifically, personally, with over 35,000 patients.
Oh, my goodness. That's a great thing for hospitals should really use that right after surgery for surgery patients.
Well, I think children should be taught this in kindergarten.
That's even better. That's even better on how to reduce the stress in the body. So when you're saying these things, your arms and legs are, what did you say, warm?
And warm.
Yeah, heavy and warm.
Is that
what does it do?
Yeah, just before you fall asleep.
And it gets you into a comfortable, relaxed, low-stress position.
Exactly.
Okay. So from there, you decided to learn how to rejuvenate telomeres. Does this have to do, again, with the back surgeries?
No, actually, it just has to do with life in general.
Mm-hmm.
Between 1995 and 2000, I learned five circuits in the body that have very specific biochemical effects. The first one I call the ring of fire, and it raises DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone, which is the number one hormone for combating stress. Helps to bring the cortisone down. And it's good for migraine. It's good for diabetic neuropathy. It's wonderful.
There's not many things that really can do that, that can bring cortisone levels down.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We can build it up real easily through stress and
right.
Causes free radicals in the body, but wicking it out of the body is a tough one.
And interestingly, during that same five-year period, I developed these other circuits. The next one was the ring of air, which raises oxytocin, the nurturing, the bonding, the love hormone. Every known disease, whether it's psychological or physical or whatever, diabetes to heart disease, is associated with low levels of oxytocin, even schizophrenia. And you could take oxytocin, but it was used mostly by spraying it in the nose. And I can't think that you could possibly live for years spraying it in your nose. But putting it on 13 acupuncture points, which takes all of 30 seconds, Lisa, you can raise oxytocin significantly. And two people had zero levels of oxytocin. One came up to 10.8 and the other went to 10 to 5.6 within an hour of applying it to these points.
Now, this was through an oil that you would put on these?
Of oils.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I started with electricity, but that takes 20 minutes, and putting normal oils only takes 30 seconds.
Uh-huh, and you don't need a little machine. Now, I understand that the AMA actually accepted this practice.
Well, interestingly, when I first submitted the article and mentioned essential oils in the title, it was turned down by two journals. But when I called it transcutaneous acupuncture, it was accepted.
Oh, well, that makes sense. And now, how long has that been around?
Actually, that was created in 2011.
So that also, in addition to working on changing, like, the chemistry of anger and guilt and anxiety and depression, it also causes longevity by rejuvenating the telomeres?
Exactly.
Does both?
Well, you need at least three of the circuits. You need fire, earth, and crystal. Earth raises calcitonin. Calcitonin is the hormone that keeps your bones strong, but also is good for pain reduction. And crystal reduces free radicals a whopping 80% long term, as long as you use it every day. And so in 2005, when I finished all the original biochemistry of these five circuits, I was sitting at my desk one night when I got the results on calcitonin and the results on the free radicals. I said, wow, if we could just keep our DHEA up and our calcitonin up and our free radicals down, we're going to live 140 years.
DHEA is a tough one as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this, and it, rather than just taking 15 different types of supplements and your body then releases what it doesn't need or doesn't want or can't process or assimilate, this actually, by putting these oils, these essential oils on these acupuncture points, it regulates itself in the body?
Exactly. I've done acupuncture since the 1950s. In fact, I introduced the use of electricity, electroacupuncture, back in the 50s. And instead of twirling the needle, traditionally the Chinese would put the needles in and sit there and twirl them with their fingers.
Right.
And I use electricity.
Right.
But it does take time. You know, a lot of people won't spend 20 minutes to save their life.
It is strange. It is very, they'd rather stay committed to the things that make them sick.
Exactly.
But, you know, I was looking this up in the American Psychological Association, according to them, said that chronic stress is linked to the six leading causes of death: heart disease, cancer, lung ailments, accidents, cirrhosis of the liver, and suicide.
Exactly. All of the above. And, you know, interestingly, Sir William Osler, the father of American medicine in the early 1900s, wrote about stress. And then, of course, Selye in the 50s and beyond became the master of stress physiology. But stress is everything. It's not just psychological. It's physical. It's chemical. It's emotional. And, of course, ultimately, it's spiritual.
And now, do you manage all of this in the clinic, the International Institute of Holistic Medicine?
That's right. You know, that's the culmination clinically of what I've been doing for the last 45 years. Actually, 47 years this year.
It's in Missouri, right? 47 years. My goodness. That makes you at least over 80, right?
85. Still going strong.
What?
You know, Lisa, I still feel 26.
85. You're amazing. And you're up in the middle of the night in Missouri, and I know it's late your time, so you're sharp. And
I did sneak in a several-hour nap.
Good. We all did. But, you know, I saw you last weekend at the expo, and you're still speaking all over the planet and having a great time. And we haven't even gotten into your most recent fun stuff, which we're going to get into in a minute. But the the International Institute of Holistic Medicine is in Missouri, right?
That is right.
And have you, when was the last time you practiced as a neurosurgeon? Was it a while ago?
You know, interestingly, to do surgery, 1974.
Wow.
The problem is, when you're dealing with chronic problems, you need to talk to the patient. A new patient requires an hour, in my opinion. And they fill out forms that take them 30 to 45 minutes before I see them. And then I take a full hour so I can do a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual inventory and decide what is most important for that particular person.
That's no longer really covered by insurance companies, is it?
No.
Yeah.
The insurance mafia, as I call them, I gave up in the late 90s. And did you know, let me tell you something. In April of last year, it's a long story, but
we got time.
when I was 18, I had shingles. I was overstressed, I suppose. You know, I was just studying too much or something. Anyway, the chief of dermatology at Duke University treated my lumbar spine with radiotherapy, x-ray therapy, for 2 weeks. Now, the shingles went away, as it would have anyway, but it actually gradually caught up with me. And last year, I began to get pressure on the spinal canal in the lumbar region. I had to have surgery for it. And it was so degenerated because of the x-ray therapy, you know, 60 years or whatever earlier.
Wow.
And
it did a lot of damage, huh?
Yeah, a lot. But fortunately, that was over. And there is a place for surgery. The reason I want to bring this up is obviously the place for surgery. But you can't talk to patients for an hour and run to the emergency room or to the operating room. And that's why I gave up surgery in 1974 so that I could not be interrupted when I was working with patients.
Mm. Now, do you use these units on yourself, the TENS unit? Obviously, you've got the rejuvenating telomeres thing down because you're 85. And
my telomeres are 30-some-odd years younger than when I started.
What? That's incredible. Now, do you do anything that would damage them? I mean, you sleep plenty. You eat a very healthy diet. You don't...
You know, interestingly, I have lived a health... I've never smoked. I've never drunk significantly. You know, I exercise a minimum of 60 minutes up to 90 minutes every morning.
Amazing.
And I eat real food. Mm-hmm. I actually went to McDonald's in 1962 when it first came to Cleveland, where I lived at the time. I took one bite, and as politely as I could, I took my napkin, spit it out, threw it away, and I've never been in a fast food restaurant since.
The water's not even good there. I know. I don't get it. But there is a, yes, you eat a very healthy lifestyle. You have a good perspective on life. But you think that the transcutaneous acupuncture really has been responsible for adding about 30 years onto your longevity through your increasing your telomere length?
Well, it started with that. Actually, in 2006, I converted from using the TENS or transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation to a total body immersion in human DNA frequency. Human DNA vibrates at 52 to 78 billion cycles a second, at a billionth of a watt. Now, interestingly, the sun puts out those frequencies if you're outside, but interestingly, they don't go through the walls. So we don't get them living in the caves that we live in modernly. And so I started off with a copper pyramid. And, you know, it's just a copper pyramid. You sat in it for 30 minutes every day while electrified with a Tesla coil. But then people didn't want a copper pyramid in their house. So yes. I converted it into a mattress, which I call Rejuvimatrix. And you put that on a timer, so it goes off just 1 hour while you're sleeping. 34 people participated in that particular experiment over a period of 5 years. And the average increase in telomeres was 3.5% a year, instead of 1%, which is what they do if you have good health habits. In other words, if you have the best of health habits, your telomeres shrink 1% average every year of life. So we're genetically programmed to live 100 years. And, of course, some
really?
People want to go beyond that.
Uh-huh.
But most people in this country don't have good health habits. So the average life expectancy is 78 or 79 years because of poor health habits. In other words, if you smoke one pack of cigarettes a day, that shortens your life expectancy a minimum of 7 years. If you smoke three packs, that's 18 years you've lost of life, not counting how many years you're sick.
So you could throw back your life decades.
Yes, you could build
decades.
Now, you know, in 3 years, you can build back a full 10 years of telomere
Hmm.
shrinkage.
Interesting that you can actually do that, that it's possible now. It's
Exactly. And nothing nutrition, not that nutrition is important. Obviously, eating real food is the essential, but even if you eat real food, you can still regrow your telomeres 3.5% a year by sleeping on this mattress, but you can't roll it up and put it in your suitcase.
Right, that's a permanent fixture.
And that's why in 2007, I decided to find a way to do it even simpler. So then we took another.
Wait, Norm, you know what? I think we're going to have to take a quick break here. And
Great.
there's so much more to cover. We have the best is yet to come with Dr. Norm Shealy. Lots of surprises to come. So we will take a quick break, Norm, and we will be back after this break. I am Lisa Gar. You're listening to Coast AM. Welcome back. Norm Shealy is my guest tonight, Dr. Norm Shealy. And when we come back, he's going to talk about some of his latest developments, including using a chakra sweep, which he's calling PEMF, to treat narcotic addicts, the use of sapphire enhanced scalar to reduce the single greatest marker of stress. We were talking about stress and free radicals, and also symptoms of low blood sugar. He is quite a phenomenal man. But we haven't even gotten to the best part yet. There's a big surprise coming up about where Dr. Norm Shealy gets his information and has gotten it for 30 years. So stay tuned for that. We will be right back. I am Lisa Gar, listening to Coast AM. Welcome back. Welcome back to Coast AM. I am Lisa Gar. Norm Shealy is my guest. And Norm, you were talking, you told me about this PEMF treatment, chakra sweep. What is that?
Electromagnetic field therapy. It's actually, instead of taping the electrode to the skin, it's sort of a coil, and you can make it any size. But if you put it anywhere on the body, the entire body gets some of this balancing too. You know, every cell in your body has a negative charge on it when it's healthy. It keeps the cell from firing excessively. And if you are stressed in any way, if you've lost your control system, so to speak, using PEMF reestablishes the normal minus 70 to 9, even, you know, roughly minus 60 to 70 millivolt charge on the cells. I began working with this about 8 years ago for diabetic neuropathy. And it is the
What?
single most effective thing to date for treating diabetic neuropathy.
You are kidding. This is like a reset on the cell.
Exactly.
Can it be advanced stages of neuropathy?
Absolutely.
What? Wow.
And about, oh, at least 30 years ago, I had a sudden insight that the chakras, the energy centers of the body, which make absolute sense to me because every one of them is associated with a part of the nervous system, that they would have a specific frequency. Now, I believe that the first chakra, the legs, if you will, because they're in touch with the ground, would have the same frequency as the earth, which is 7.83, the Schumann frequency. But it's not, you know, we're not robots. And so, because of all of our individuality, it's sort of plus or minus 7.83. And the second chakra will be twice that, and the seventh chakra then is seven times 7.83 plus or minus two. So that's how we created the chakra sweep PEMF device. And I've been using, you know, I bought an 18,000 commercial device at one point. It was supposed to be the, you know, the great. It was horrible. I couldn't, it would shock you sometimes. I couldn't always not shock the patient.
No.
I sold it for $8,000 to get rid of it.
Oh. Now, so you basically take the this original hertz of the cell and then you put it back into the cell through this electromagnetic field.
Exactly.
Pulse electro. Very, very gentle pulse.
It's so safe, you can put it on your head.
Super subtle.
I mean, Interestingly, for instance, one woman whose blood pressure was 175 over 110, within 30 minutes, her blood pressure was 120 over 70.
By restoring the original hertz in the cell.
Exactly.
Hmm.
And another woman who was sitting there with an oxygen saturation of 75%, within 30 minutes, it was 98%.
And this machine exists only where you are in Missouri, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And this is a different one that you originally started with?
Exactly.
Hmm. Now, I'm really so fascinated because I know you have a star chamber and all sorts of great things. I've never been there, but it sounds amazing. And you still see patients, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's just my everyday life.
Yeah. Yeah. A day in the life of the unnormal Norm G. You have a new book out called Conversations with G. And I love this, that it took you 30 years to come out with this book. Tell me what it's about and why it took you so long to talk about it.
Well, you know, basically, in 1984, one night I woke up. You know, I don't usually wake up at midnight, but I jumped out of bed because I was hearing voices. And I'm sitting at my desk trying to take notes of the voices I'm hearing. And one of them was my personal angel. We all have a personal angel. I don't think you could be born into this world without having an angelic guide.
Mm.
And I met Muriel. And shortly after that, I met another angelic guide, whom I called G for guide, who began as my teacher. And he calls himself a male angel. And he is the one, for instance, who gives me information like the Copper Pyramid, for instance, I mentioned a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I was over in Holland one day out jogging, and I got this image of the Copper Pyramid. So I went back to my room, and I said, you know, a day later, he said, oh, by the way, Norman, where do you think that image you got yesterday came from? I said, I thought it was mine. He said, I put it there. Mm-hmm. You are to do research on it. And that was the beginning of my work with human DNA frequency and rejuvenating, ultimately, the telomeres.
Ah, it led to that work. So is this guide a bit of a medical guide?
Well, a teacher, he calls himself.
Mm.
And I mean, I've got five patents that he's given me. I have five patents that came to me through G.
Is it in the middle of the night still, or does it?
Oh, anytime. It can be, I mean, sometimes, oh, Norman, I have another ring for you, that kind of thing.
That's what the rings of fire came from?
Exactly.
Do you have any way of summoning this energy or asking questions of G?
Yeah. Now, he said to me once, every thought that every invention that you've had, I put there. That, in other words, it's in the cosmos, and he focuses. I'm sort of the television set receiving it.
Huh. Okay. That makes sense, yeah.
And to me, I now believe, through conversations with him, that it's all in the, that all creativity is coming from this wide spiritual universe, and we just happen to tap into it. Artistic, poetry, everything. It's part of the whole.
Mm, it's interesting that he calls himself G, because you could essentially say that's another definition of God. That
and
focused energy.
This brings us into another absolutely fascinating theme, because to me, scalar energy is also the work of God.
What is scalar energy?
Scalar energy is sometimes called zero point energy. It was invented or discovered originally in the 1800s by a Scotsman. But Tesla is the one who really focused on it. And Tesla discovered that if you focus this empty space energy, you can produce electricity. But of course, Rockefeller and Edison did everything in their power to destroy him, because you wouldn't need gasoline. And so it went astray. But in September, a year and a half ago, an article came out that made the international news, except in this country, that in southwest Italy, there is a community where people live longer than anywhere else in the world. For the first time, this made the news that Okinawa used to be considered the longest-lived people. This place in Italy is even longer. The average life expectancy is mid-90s, and they're healthy into mid-90s.
Healthy, mm-hmm.
And 10% of them live past 100. And I thought, that's really odd. That has to be, there's something about the topography of that area that must focus scalar energy. Bill Tiller, a physicist, former chairman of the Department of Materials Science at Stanford University, says that in empty space, the size of a helium molecule, there's enough energy to boil the ocean, but it's unfocused.
Wow. If you were to focus it, in other words.
Exactly. You have to focus it with electronics or with your mind. Interestingly, I have measured in 200 patients the EEG when a spiritual healer is sending healing energy. A healer in Ottawa, Canada, 1,000 miles from Springfield, Missouri, can change the EEG of a patient here in Springfield within seconds.
Really? With focused energy, intention.
And so spiritual healers focus scalar energy. And to me, the fact that the entire universe is filled with this energy, that's the energy of God to me.
Mm.
Now, so we can electrically focus it. And so I invited 28 people, all adults. I think the youngest was about 40, and the eldest was as old as 80. And we asked them to sit in a room in which there were, in each corner of the room, sort of a large living room area, with a scalar device in all four corners of the room. And they were to sit there for 9 hours a week for 30 days, and they did.
9 hours a week.
We measured their blood level of adrenomedulin before we started. Adrenomedulin is the single greatest chemical evidence of stress. It is not produced just in the adrenal glands, it's produced in the arteries. So if you stub your thumb, so to speak, it'll produce adrenomedulin, the blood vessels, to bring down the stress reaction.
So it's a counter to stress.
Exactly.
Okay.
And interestingly, the healthy level is 2 to 10. The average in these patients was 150 or more.
Wow.
But by spending just an average, seriously, of 9 hours a week for 4 weeks, the adrenal medulla came down 52%.
My goodness. And this is just by doing this focused?
Just by sitting in the room.
With the scalar device.
With the scalar device. So 3 months later, we brought 10 of them back, and we looked, we measured some other things. We measured their free radicals in the urine when they walked into the room, before they walked into the room.
Yeah, I'd hope so.
And they sat there for 3 hours, and the free radicals went down 40%.
Hmm.
Then we took two drops of blood just before they entered the room, and we looked at it under a microscope, you know, called live blood analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the blood that way, you see all kinds of things that are called inflammatory markers. There are 18 different variations of blood that represent inflammatory markers. They came down a whopping 80%.
Now, These scale are devices handheld. They're just represented the 0 point energy.
room. They're approximately 10 by 12 inches, and we coated the antenna, because it is an antenna that's putting out these waves of energy. We coated it with crushed sapphire because in 30, oh, time passes, 30 years ago,
Wow.
one day my guide said, "Norman, if you would put crushed sapphire over the heart, it will bypass the need for bypass surgery."
What?
Now, back in those days, I wasn't ready to argue with cardiac surgeons, you know.
Yeah.
Now I don't care. I don't mind arguing with them. And so a sapphire is many times stronger than quartz as a piezoelectric magnifier of energy. And so the front of our antenna is coated with crushed sapphire, and that's what does this. It reduces inflammatory markers in the blood. Interestingly, diabetics who sit in the room have their blood sugar go down, and the adrenal medulla goes down, and the free radicals in the urine, which is the byproduct of metabolism, go down. So it is the single greatest biochemical stress reducer. By the way, symptoms went down 50% also.
That's amazing. So I looked at this on your website. If you look at normshealy.com, and these are called PEMF.
No, this is the adrenal measure. This is the sapphire
Sapphire.
enhanced adrenal scalar.
And they're just basically these squares, and they have this sapphire b embedded in it, right? These
Exactly.
are at-home devices you can use.
Oh, yeah. Now, at the present time, we have 12 people who are sleeping with them. Oh, mine must be 2.5 feet from my bed. And that, I believe, by the end of the year, we'll have proven that they will also regenerate the telomeres, but I don't know that yet.
Wow, that's incredible. And you can you're just working with these currently and studying them, right?
Yes, exactly.
People can purchase these on your site?
Yep, they're available. Basically, over the last 8 years, I have begun to. Just as I believe that scalar energy is sort of the energy of God, I have a relationship philosophically with Indian philosophy. Everything in nature is created by God. I mean, that's the basic Native American philosophy. And so I've become a Native American medicine man.
Oh, well, it actually makes sense. It does make sense because you're working with these universal energies, but you're focusing them
Exactly.
essentially to after you've been blessed with them for so many years, you probably, just as any normal scientist would do, want to understand how does this work?
Exactly.
Yeah. And have you ever been able to connect with other beings? That were either once here on this planet or other guides in addition to G.
Well, actually, in 1984, I had conversations for about an hour with 15 different voices. But the two that I worked with mostly are G and Muriel, my personal angel.
Your this is a diff oh, this is the angel that you talked about that's with you in your life.
Right.
I love that you wrote a book about this, A Physician's Encounter with Heaven. That's great. And it's called Conversations with G, which is your guide. Now, how do you know the difference between the communication between G and your personal angel?
Well, the voice of Muriel is feminine, and the voice of G is masculine, but not mine.
That's wonderful. And you know, because these are things that you had not thought of before.
Exactly.
They just came in to your awareness, which is fantastic. Okay, well, we're gonna.
And just don't forget the narcotic study. Let's mention that quickly.
I think, do we have just a few? We have like a minute. I want to get into that after we take a
Okay.
break, okay? Because that's a really interesting one about addicts and narcotics and so forth, and the use of the sapphire scalar energy. All right, we're going to take a break. You're so much fun. My guest is Dr. Norm Shealy. I am Lisa Garr, and we will be right back on Coast to Coast AM.